Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It's my favorite time of the week. Favorite part of a Sunday. And that's how we always close the show. We'll do a little Sunday stocks. We'll find out whose stock is booming and whose stock is dooming. All right, let's hit the music. Por favor. It's a Sunday stock edition. Gelb, Horowitz, Asman. All right, let's start it off. First stock up, Dante DiVincenzo. A lot of you before the NCAA tournament did not know who Dante DiVincenzo was. I've been a big fan of his over the last 2 years. But in the NCAA tournament, he took his career to the next level, hitting 17 threes, 55% from the field, and in the national championship game, going for 31 points. Only averaged 13.4 in the regular season. But with the NCAA tournament he had, and especially the championship game, that got him thinking about the NBA. And he went as a top 20 draft pick, went 17 overall to the Milwaukee Bucks. I love the rise of Dante DiVincenzo. So give me a stock up to Dante. Stock up number two, Brian Boyle. We all know the story with him. He had to battle cancer earlier in the year, missed the early part of the NHL season, ended up playing 69 games, scored 13 goals, 10 assists. Always loved the Boiler, overcame cancer, and he did win the other day the 2018 Masterton Trophy, and he was the winner of that award. So a stock up to Brian Boyle. And for those of you that don't know, the Bill Masterton Trophy is awarded annually to the NHL Hockey League player who best exemplifies the qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to ice hockey. No matter what team he plays for, I will always be a fan of Brian Boyle. Stock up to the Boiler. Mr. Horowitz, let me hear him.
Well, first, on Boyle, while he only had 13 goals, I think probably 11 of them seem to be game winners. That guy came through in the clutch. So
he's always been clutch.
Couldn't be happier, though, for Brian Boyle, especially as a Devil fan. But my first stock up goes to the NBA Players Association. Reason being is that they showed that they are the most powerful players union in sports. Reason being is that it is so glaringly obvious how much the NBA players run the National Basketball Association. Kawhi, when gets out that he might be upset, and the entire sports world is immediately saying, oh my God, the Spurs are going to get rid of him. Where's he going? Meanwhile, we look at the NFL, and we talk about players holding out, and you know what the conversation is? Well, the teams are just looking at him saying, go ahead, sit out. You won't get paid, and we know that you're going to come running back. When have NFL teams ever bent to the will of their players? Meanwhile, we see it on a regular basis in the NBA. Guys go where they want. They go when they want. They make trades. NBA Players Association, stock up.
You're going to a different level of thinking here. So I'm curious to see what stock up number two has in store for us, Mr. Horowitz.
Stock up number two is a little quirky. And it's to the founder of Hot Dog Water. If you haven't seen the story, a prankster attended a festival, one of those food and car festivals up in Canada. I believe it was in Vancouver. And as a joke, decided to sell hot dogs in bottles of water. Reason being was to poke fun at all these health crazes that are going on. He claimed to visitors at the festival that it had numerous health benefits, that A, it was gluten-free, part of a keto diet, claimed that it helped with your vitality, helped you look younger and lose weight. And 60 dopes spent $38 a piece on this. So while they all probably deserve stock down, a stock up, because not only are you poking fun at some of the dopiest health crazes in the world, but you made out with a couple $100 selling nothing but weenies in a bottle of water. So stock up to the founder of Hot Dog Water.
All I'm going to say, to tease a little bit, and I don't know where you may be going for your stock downs, because I would have never guessed what you just did for your stock ups, but won't be the last time that you hear about hot dogs in this segment.
Oh, hot dogs taking over the Sunday stocks.
Let the hot dogs grill and just get ready to pick one up.
They're sizzling for a few more minutes.
You got to be careful if they get thrown at you. That's all I'm going to say.
The condiments are out there. And just be ready.
Get your ketchup, get your mustard, get your relish, get your onions, get all that. Get ready. We're getting back to the hot dogs. Asmund, go. Stock up.
Here we go. Stock up number one for me. Let's start right here in New York. Sam Darnold, future quarterback of the New York Jets, turned 21 about 2 weeks ago. You want to take a guess, Zach, where Sam Darnold is right now?
At the Jets facility, or no, it's actually the offseason. I don't know where he is.
He is at Encore Beach Club partying it up. The newly 21-year-old, by all accounts, has had a great OTA so far. And earlier this week, about 3 days ago, Dick's Sporting Goods put out some research about jersey sales so far during the NFL offseason. Sam Darnold is ahead of Tom Brady in jersey sales.
See, now hold on. You're just a loser Jet fan. That's what you are. That's the only victory you could get against the Patriots, so that's where you sit. Oh, stop that nonsense.
Stuck up.
And this may be the last time you may be participating in this segment if it continues this way.
Boom, roasted.
Here we go. My second stock up, Mr. Gelb. Let's stay right here in New York once again. Matt Kemp, pinch hit grand slam tonight to help the Dodgers beat the Mets at Citi Field. Matt Kemp this year, resurgent season, hitting .320. That's fifth in the National League. 12 home runs, 53 RBIs. Matt Kemp, well on his way to earning a trip to the All-Star game, comeback player of the year potentially, and just a few years ago, he looked like he was finished, and he's having a career resurgence this year with the Dodgers. So Matt Kemp, my second stock up.
Both of those annoyed me. Just a Yankee fan trying to get under a Mets fan skin, and I know Asmund's going to point back to the tweet. When they were 7-3, I started tweeting out what the Mets were last year at that time, and I told everyone it was going to be, you know, the same fate for the Mets, and they weren't going to be doing well, and you responded to me, Zach, and you were a little bit annoyed. You were annoyed. I'm just, you know, Yankees, I have no problem with the Yankees as a team. Some of their fans, like Asmund, though, a little bit brutal. Just a little bit brutal. They complain a little bit too much. They lose one game. Oh, the sky's falling. The Yankees are going to be more than fine. But that one you got under my skin as a Mets fan, because the Mets just stink. They stink.
11-1 to
all right,
what,
shut up.
12 games under
shut 500? Up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Stock down. Colin Cowherd. He was interviewing Baker Mayfield this past week, and he's freaking out and just criticizing Baker Mayfield for a touchdown celebration versus Ohio State where he ran and celebrated with the band and the student section. And Baker Mayfield goes, so you're mad at me for not celebrating with my teammates? Did you watch the other three touchdowns when I was always celebrating with my teammates? So Colin Cowherd making a point out of nothing once again just to try to get under the skin of Baker Mayfield and also his fans. So Colin Cowherd, surprise, surprise, stock down. Back to the weenies. Back to the Hebrew Nationals. Back to the dogs. We get back to the hot dogs. Stock down to the Philly Fanatic. He was launching hot dogs into the stands and actually injured a fan. The fan was Kathy McVeigh. She said, quote, when the dogs were shooting out, and then the next thing I know, he shot in our direction and bam, it hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew. She had to go to the hospital. She ended up being okay. But Kathy McVeigh got hit in the face by a hot dog from the Philly Fanatic. Splat. Stock down to the Philly Fanatic. Watch where you're shooting next time.
You idiot. Get back in there at once and sell. Sell.
We got to go rapid fire. Go ahead, Horowitz.
First stock down goes to Sweden men's soccer head coach, I believe it's Jane Anderson, who after their heartbreaking loss to Germany yesterday is out here complaining that the Germans are basically celebrating right in their grill pieces in front of their bench after the game.
Nobody cares.
It's the wussification of not only America, apparently, of the world.
get over it. You don't want them celebrating in your grills? Go win the game. Don't give up a late goal. Stock down to Sweden's head coach.
I agree with that.
Second stock down goes to the Los Angeles Kings and Ilya Kovalchuk. A little twofer. Here's why.
I knew this would annoy you.
A, and I might be a little biased, but Kovy coming back to the NHL after being a traitor and running to Russia, screw you. And the Kings signing a 35-year-old to a three-year, $6.25 million per year deal. You're idiots. Both of them stock down.
I'm just happy.
The Kraken there at once. And sell.
I'm just happy the Rangers didn't do that. I'm just happy. All right, Asmund, combine both of your stock downs. Do it in one because they couldn't be any worse than your stock up. So go ahead.
My stocks up were tremendous.
All right, just go ahead.
I'll give you one because we're running out of time.
Give me both. Just quickly do it.
All right, first one's mellow, all talk. You don't want to change roles, this and that. You end up taking the money. Great. You do your thing, Carmelo Anthony. All right, second stock down. Hanley Ramirez. Really? Being investigated by, is under a federal and state investigation over a drug-related incident? I mean, maybe now we start to understand what happened with the Boston Red Sox and why they cut him. That, to me, an obvious stock down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.